Oh, because I think I just saw on Facebook the other day the one person that probably, the local person that could do that the best, because UW-Richland is closed, I think she's already left town. I
Wow.
think they've already moved.
Wow.
I thought, well, how
What a
sad is
shame.
that?
Yeah.
How sad is that? It's just the opportunities that have been lost, the expertise that has been lost, and
And not to mention the benefits of the local economy.
oh my
How
goodness.
much did the school bring in?
Last report I saw, a review, is about a $6 to $8 million impact a year, depending upon the year, to the Richland County, greater Richland County area. By the time you focus on, you know, the money that brings in when students stay here, when the parents come visit here, the restaurants, the hotels, the conferences, the athletics, has a huge economic impact.
That's a lot of money for a community this size.
Yeah.
It really is, and it's such an unfortunate situation. And when you look through the history of it, it didn't have to happen. It never had to happen. And it comes back to the fact that it is tuning people into the idea of, are the people that we've been electing, that we've been voting for, have they been working for us? Have they been out there to serve us? And if they had, they'd have made sure UW-Richland was being funded, the
Yeah.
UW system was being funded. And instead, they've been cutting funds for decades.
Yep.
I think that's a really that's not dinner, but that's a really great point, Bev. And I think it's really important because as we talked last night at dinner, Jane, and I think you were there, Bev, and when we had our local elected officials, Howard Markline, who chairs the Joint Finance Committee, who represents this area, Republican, there was a packed room, whatever it was, 100, 150 people. And after an hour and a half, he had the audacity to say, stand there, look people in the eye, and say, well, there's no money. No money.
Isn't wait,
Just
wait, wait.
there's no money, and it's just it's it, A, it's a lie because
There's
there's four billion dollars
$4 billion.
sitting in Madison. But to Bev's point, if we were electing people who were looking at a fair tax system, saying, you know what, if you're worth $1 billion, maybe you should just pay your share. We're not even asking to up, to turn it up.
Right.
Just pay your share. There's no, we already have enough money. We could have saved the campus here, but if everyone were paying their fair share, millionaires and billionaires, we wouldn't have this issue.
No, our representatives wouldn't be able to look at us and say, oh,
Right.
there's no money.
Right.
And that's the excuse that they use. Even though, like you said, in this budget year, there was a surplus, and they've refused to spend it. What I saw just a couple of days ago is that I think it's Governor Evers is asking for $800 million for UW
Yeah.
system for the next budget. And so I'm thinking, okay, what are they going to do this time? You know, what are they going to try to take out of that this time? And it never should happen.
Yeah.
Well, and as you said too, Bev, you know, as far as property or of school funding coming from property taxes, and that has been around for decades and decades and decades. And it's, you know, people say, well, it's always been this way. You know, it's tradition. Well, foot binding was a tradition. That wasn't a, that was kind of a good tradition to get rid of if you're just going to pick one out of the sky. It's always,
Yeah.
We've always done it this way.
Yeah.
Well, let's not do it that way anymore.
We have people. Somebody just stopped by our studios here, our remote studios. Paul Murphy, the great Paul Murphy, his wonderful wife Louise. They were institutions for years in a theater company here, the local theater,
Lovely.
And the arts and the opportunities that were given through people like Paul and Louise and the campus and Jim Agard and Gene Burkett. You brought arts to Southwest Wisconsin. That is gone because of what these cuts to the campus.
It's a tragedy. We're going to keep talking about it, get the word out, and hopefully get more people coming to your meetings. Bev Pistell with Economic Equity Now, affiliated with Patriotic Millionaires. Thank you so very much for stopping by.
Oh, thank you.
We have news coming up next. By the way, the word is north. N-O-R-T-H.
No, N-O-R-T, north.
N-O-R-T-H.
Knock it off, Todd.
Cut off his microphone. Now he's trying to undermine me live. The text, the Scotty statewide text to win contest is going on this hour. You have until noon. Text the word north, N-O-R-T-H, and you can win some wonderful, wonderful prizes. News is next. And then when we return, a public cervix announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast Civic Media Radio Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Staff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin DNR issued an air quality advisory for five lakeside counties on Wednesday. Milwaukee, Kenosha, Ozaukee, Racine, and Sheboygan counties are under a moderate advisory for sensitive groups from noon until 11 p.m. That means people sensitive to air pollution, like children, the elderly, and those with lung diseases, should avoid prolonged and heavy activity outside. The economy is the number one issue for American voters. Political scientist Susan Webiaki says housing could be the, quote, sleeper issue of the election.
I can't afford the American dream, right? And you're trying to sell that to young folks in America and sell your vision of tomorrow, and you can't afford the American dream.
Political scientist Barry Burden says most swing voters this year are young adults. The two spoke at a WISC Politics luncheon on Tuesday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Staff, and this is Civic Media News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Are you craving more giant turtles and flying dragons? A Game of Thrones spinoff has been pulled off the scrap heap. Variety reports that 10,000 Ships is back in development. The news comes from George Martin, who created GOT. Martin says the pilot is being written by Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Ebony Booth after the original script was killed by HBO. Finally, there's an animated film for adults. Spermageddon is a Pixar-esque movie about two teenagers having sex for the first time. There's an exclusive clip available at Variety.com. Spermageddon might sound risque, but the filmmakers want teens to see it as it promotes safe sex. The film also has a character named Simon the Sperm. I can't even imagine the research involved for an actor cast as a sperm. The movie is currently in the foreplay stages, also known as pre-production. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Todd Alba coming to you live from Richland Center. We're on the road with Jane and Todd. Today we're in Richland Center. Tomorrow we will be in Eau Claire. And on Friday we wrap things up in Amory. So if you are able, we've had some people stop by today and chat with us and just stop in. So if you are going to be in Eau Claire tomorrow, actually we're going to be out here until 2 o'clock today, Crosscup Park here in Richland Center. So stop by if you can and then come and see us tomorrow in Eau Claire and then Friday in Amory. Looking forward to meeting you. I also want to remind everybody, our Sconny Summer Statewide Text to Win contest continues. The word this hour, you have until noon, texted via the Civic Media app. The word is North, N-O-R-T-H. The word is North. Every hour that we play, somebody picks up a great Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack. Every day, one winner with a pair of Milwaukee Brewers Club-level seats. And then whether or not you win an hourly or daily prize, everyone will be entered to have one of two grand prizes. Really nice staycation, and you get to pick where you want to go, Fort Atkinson, Lake Geneva, or Door County, and we even give you gas to get there and back. So text the word North, N-O-R-T-H. Todd and I have a little friendly wager going on. Whoever gets the most entries is the winner. Loser has to buy steak dinner at a supper club in Amory on Friday night. We are joined every week at this time. It's our public service announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. Good morning, Dr. Hanks. How are you doing?
Good morning. Doing well. How are you guys doing?
We are good. What's going on in the Hanks household this week? Because we're going to have to do this now. We have to do a check on this now every week to find out what new disease your children have.
Well, they're doing okay. I've got a little bit of a cold. I woke up with like the scratchy throat and whatever.
Even doctors get the dreck, right?
Yeah. I've been wearing my mask today to see patients just to try to keep some of the disease spreading down. But, here we are. But otherwise, we're doing good.
Good. I'm glad that no foot and mouth disease, no lice, no black plague has showed up. So we're
no rubella.
No rubella. Right. Exactly.
Well, Greg, you were sick. Are you doing okay? You were kind of taking it on.
I'm feeling good. I'm coughing everything that my body has ever had in it up now. It's just like the last bit of it. But I'm feeling good. So that's wonderful.
Great.
All right. We're going to talk about the Senate this week brought up a vote on the right to contraception. And, of course, all the Republicans voted against it. Two didn't. Which were the Republicans that voted for it? Oh, it was Lisa Murkowski. Yes. It was Lisa Murkowski
and Susan Collins. Yeah.
On the tip of my tongue.
Yep.
Yeah.
So they voted for it. All the other Republicans voted against the right to contraception bill, and yet they still maintain contraception is fine. We're not, yes, we overturned Dobbs, and now abortion is illegal in many, many states, but we're never going to go after contraception. Yes, they are going to, they are contraception.
Yeah.
Aren't they?
I know. I find this fascinating. Like, it kind of gave me like a throwback to 2016 when Trump was elected. And I remember just sobbing as I was brushing my teeth to go on to work on labor and delivery. And just like, how am I going to look my patients in the eye and tell them everything's going to be okay? And I remember people being like, oh, you're being dramatic. It's not going to be that. He's not going to overturn Roe. Like, you're fine. And it's just like, here we go all over again. Like you literally, we have seen this happen, like the worst happen already. Like, nothing is surprising or shocking. And I just, in one of the articles you sent, like Katie Britt said that, like, she's such a creep. She like just saying like,
Katie is, in case you don't know, Katie Britt is the one who gave the rebuttal to the State of the Union address where she looked like a Stepford wife. It was one of the weirdest. It was so odd and so awkward. It was amazing.
Joe Biden. She could not just say his name like a normal human. Jane, you went through something similar when you were working at watching the Dobbs. I remember you tell the story about watching the Dobbs case coming down and people just having kind of a so what.
I mean, yeah, so a woman has to, you know, travel, big deal. What's the big, you know, what's the big inconvenience? Well, travel can be very expensive, and if you're in some of these states where you have to travel three or four states away, mm-hmm. not everybody has the price of a plane ticket in their bank account. Yeah. Not everybody can pay for being gone for 3 to 5 days and get someone to watch their children and all of those other things. And then it's not like you can just cross state lines, Dr. Laura, and get treatment either, right? There are other protocols that still have to be followed in other states that continue to provide abortion services.
Right. And not only that, like, let's not forget the risk to the patient. We've talked about this before, and I've had patients that when we were not doing abortions in Wisconsin who, you know, went out of state to get an abortion and then got a blood clot because they were sitting for so long in the car while they were doing their travel. So don't tell me that it's fine to travel, because for a pregnant woman to sit for that long is not safe. In fact, it is quite harmful. So for these Republicans to say, oh, it's fine, it's not a big deal, it's a huge deal. And it's, people are dying. And that's just one example. Of course, we know about like miscarriages and sepsis and everything that happened in Texas and because of the confusion that was created after this. But you know, in the way to, if you are so strongly opposed to abortions, you know, the way to not have patients have abortions is contraception. So like, so then by
and
saying,
education.
Yeah. But to know, them, they just say like, you know, we'll stop abortions, never having an abortion at all. So you have the baby no matter what.
I mean, and there is like data out the wazoo about like how abstinence only teaching does not work.
Yep.
We have that. We know that it's not a thing. We are at our core, we are animals. we're gonna have intercourse. It's just gonna happen. And so I think that it's just wildly naive to say, oh, we'll just teach abstinence only and then people won't get pregnant until they're ready, or natural family planning or anything like that. Like, it's just, and then like, let's not, you know, we haven't even gotten into that contraception or birth control pills or IUDs are used for things other than contraception. Mm-hmm. They're used for controlling periods. They're used for PCOS. They're used for people who have really painful periods because of endometriosis. Like, these are all like, there's so many other things that they're used for that are going to be, when you take that access away, are going to be harmful to my patients. So get out of my clinic.
Get out of my uterus.
Yeah.
And I
have nothing else to add. That's it.
And to your point, Dr. Hanks, I mean, it's my understanding that like countries like Sweden and Norway and Finland have very, very low rates of abortions, but they also have comprehensive sex education from a pretty young age, and they have very, very easy access to contraceptives.
Yeah, and I mean, it is interesting that countries, I you know, that have less religious influence in their politics, you know, but that's a different story. But yes, you're absolutely right. When you have and we know that, right? We know when we have more education from an earlier age, and that we're open and talking to young adults about their options, that they're going to make different choices, to just know that there are options out there to protect them from getting pregnant and protect them from STDs and STIs. And there was, I don't know if you guys remember, about 10 years ago, they did that trial and out in Colorado about offering everyone an IUD, and they were like, let's see if teen pregnancy goes down. What do you think happened?
Wait, don't tell me, Dr. Hanks. Give me a moment. Let me mull it over.
The Rockies won the World Series. Oh. Yeah.
And guess what they decided to do with that information?
Nothing.
to pull the plug on them. Yep. So they don't do it anymore. Yeah.
Seriously. So it actually lowered the incidence of teen pregnancy. And so they yanked it. Mm-hmm.
It's too expensive or something like that. I can't remember.
Well, we also can't forget.
It was like everyone was like looking to Colorado, like, this is amazing. Like, look at that. Like, they have the data, the numbers. And it was like this very well done study. And they're like, yeah, nah.
I wonder, once again, I hate running into the world of conspiracy theories, but in Colorado, you have one of the most conservative think tanks in the United States right in Colorado Springs. And when they were going up for renewal, there may have been a lobbyist on at the Capitol saying, no, you're not doing this again. Not in our state.
We can backtrack ourselves and discuss the next one, because it was, I want to say it was about 10 years ago. I remember it was a really big deal in our world, but it was super frustrating to see from a distance. I've never practiced in Colorado personally, but it was hard to watch.
If you're just joining us, Dr. Laura Hanks is here. She joins us every Wednesday from 11:30 to noon for public cervix announcement. If you ever have a question for the doctor, you can always email it in to janesays, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, janesays@civicmedia.us. It doesn't have to be OBGYN related. We're going to talk about vitamin D deficiencies in just a little bit. But right now, again, we're talking about this failure in the Senate to pass a measure to protect access to contraceptives. And I think it's important, too, Dr. Hanks, that we reiterate that birth control has many different functions other than preventing pregnancy, regulating periods, helping women who have very painful periods, as opposed to Viagra, which only does one thing. Is that correct?
It's a vasodilator. So I don't prescribe Viagra personally. I have heard of people being prescribed it, just to play devil's advocate, for if they have diseases where they have constriction in their fingers, so they get really like cold hands that can turn blue, and so it can help vasodilate those, so open up the blood vessels to get more blood to them. So I have heard of that.
Well, there's a copy.
And it keeps the party going. Am I right, folks?
And I also want to remind folks, Donald Trump made this happen. Donald Trump and his administration and his policies and his Supreme Court appointees brought us to this point. Please don't let anybody tell you that it is the responsibility of anyone else that Dobbs was overturned. Donald Trump is the reason why Dobbs got overturned. He has said he wants to own it. He said he's very proud of it. And yet a lot of people don't think that he is the one who forced that through. Well, he is. Yes. I think it's important that we clarify that.
Yeah.
We do have two callers on the line, Tom from Jackson and Mark from Prairie du Sac. We will take your calls in just a little bit if you guys can hang on the phone. We are with Dr. Laura Hanks for public cervix announcement. Don't forget the word to text until noon via the Civic Media app. The word is North, N-O-R-T-H. The word is North for our Sconny Summer Statewide Text to Win Contest. Great prizes, Wisconsin Dell Summer Prize Packages, Milwaukee Brewers Club Level Seats, a pair of tickets, and then these grand prizes. We're going to have two of them, a stay in Fort Atkinson, you get to pick, or in Lake Geneva, or in Door County, and we give you the gas to get there and back. The word is North. Good luck. Todd Alba's word, by the way, in the 1 o'clock hour will be amphetamines.
I thought it was anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Greg, I think it is that.
Yeah.
Anti-establishmentarianism?
Yeah. That's so something like that. Yeah.
Look it up. You can look it up later. That's not coming until 1 o'clock. All right, stay with us. We'll take your calls right after this. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair and Todd Alba on the road with Jane and Todd, coming to you live from Cross Cup Park in beautiful downtown Richland Center. Greg Bach and Sweet Cal B are in our studio in Waukesha, and we're joined every Wednesday at this time for public cervix announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. And Dr. Hanks, before the short break, we were talking about a measure in the Senate that was there to provide access to contraception, because after abortion, that is the next thing that it looks like Republicans are going to go after. And we do have two callers on the line. We have Tom from Jackson, I believe. Thank you for joining us, Tom. Thank you for your patience. What did you want to say?
Well, I have a little a different view on it, in that from what I understand, about 10% of couples can have children for whatever medical reason. And I think that's, because of that, I think that society should be willing to pay these women who get pregnant, and whether they're married or not, if they don't want the baby for some reason, that society would pay them all their medical costs. There'd be no cost to them to bear the child. If anything, they would get some money for having a healthy child, and then that child would be given up for adoption, because to adopt a child is really expensive. I have some friends who adopted six children, and it was up to like $50,000 a piece. And I think that those children, you know, could have good lives, more so than they are now, stuck in, you know, these places when they're like 10 years old and stuff like that, or 15. But if they're adopted, you know, right away, they'd have better lives. And like, I think society should pay for that, you know, including with, you know, all medical care. I think it should be free medical care in this country, like it is in the other first world countries. I guess that's
got a great point. Yep, you have a great point, Tom. I mean, and I would love to see that happen. I would also love to see Medicare expanded so that women can get postnatal care for a year, as opposed to whatever it is,
sixty days.
You know, there are all kinds of things that we could do to help support pregnant people and help support women who want to be mothers, and we're not doing it now. And I just don't know that that's going to change.
Here's my issue with that is that if someone wants to go through 40 weeks of pregnancy and give up their body to that, then that is a hugely generous offer. But I think that for someone to just say, well, you can just go on, continue the pregnancy and give the baby up for adoption, that is a choice that needs to be made by that person, because pregnancy is unsafe at baseline. There are lots of risks to being pregnant, and there are lots of risks to giving birth. So I don't think that that's the answer to every unwanted pregnancy. I agree with you. There are a lot of couples that struggle with infertility. I have a lot of patients that very much want to have a baby and be pregnant. And my heart goes out to them. And I think there are ways that we could help them better. That's obviously, you know, the IVF conversation is also, something that's being discussed a lot, especially because of Alabama. But I think you have to be very careful with that conversation of asking patients to continue a pregnancy that they don't, that maybe was unplanned and undesired, because that is a huge ask of those patients.
You're absolutely right, Dr. Hanks. And I think, too, there is still, at least among some of us, there is still this assumption that every pregnancy is the same, and most pregnancies go just fine, and after birth, you know, you snap back. But that isn't the case. Every pregnancy is vastly different from your neighbor's pregnancy. And the outcome or the condition that you're in after you deliver also varies widely from patient to patient.
Absolutely.
So we have time to get in one more phone call. Mark from Prairie du Sac has been waiting. Thank you for your patience, Mark. What did you want to say?
Thanks. I think what needs to happen is a redistribution of the 2012 video by Andrea Savage, Judy Greer, Kate Beckinsale, It was titled "Republicans Get in My Vagina." I mean, it's a humorous little take on, you know, that Republicans want to, you know, dictate women's lives. And I think that, and perhaps when, maybe what needs to happen, it probably wouldn't do, do much good, because there's, you know, these Republicans are primarily married to stepford wives in a lot of cases, that a case of, you know, Liz Lestrada, where they, the women go on a sex strike and don't, and don't, you know, let their men have sex with them anymore. I mean, that it's, these guys just don't care about women. I mean, that they say they do, but they, I think they simply don't.
That, I think you're right. I think you're right, Mark. And unfortunately, I think a lot of women are feeling that way. I saw another person say, Dr. Hanks, that abortion is never medically necessary. That's a lie. That's just an out and out lie.
Yeah, that's not true. And I can, I have treated patients that I have said, you will die if this pregnancy continues. That's rare, but it happens.
And ectopic pregnancies also. There are some legislators whose name escapes me right now. It's like, well, if it's ectopic, just, you know, replant it. It doesn't work that way.
No. You know, like if only gardening.
If only it were that easy to transplant my tulips, you know, like I do an ectopic pregnancy. It doesn't work that way.
No, unfortunately, you know, we have people, I think, overestimate the medical, our medical advances. There are some really cool things we're doing. I mean, you know, IVF is pretty advanced, but placing a pregnancy that was not inside the uterus, out, like back inside, outside of IVF, is not something that we are able to do.
We got a text.
No, it's physically not possible. Go ahead, Greg.
We got a text from the 970 listening on WAUK. So the Colorado Birth Control Initiative was reinstated a few years ago when the Dems gained control.
Oh, thank you.
Oh,
that's so exciting. Thank you.
Fantastic.
For fact-checking me.
Well, that fact-check, we are just about helping.
Yeah, no, that's great.
Filling in the pieces. Yeah. We're filling in the pieces. Dr. Laura Hanks joins us every Wednesday at this time for public service announcement. If you ever have a question for her, just email it into the show at janesays@civicmedia.us. Thank you so much, Dr. Hanks. We'll see you next week.
Bye. Have a good week.
News is coming up next. You have a couple of minutes left to text the word via the Civic Media app, North, NORTH. It's our Scani Summer Statewide Text to Win Contest. News coming up, and then the wonderful Todd Alba. We're here in Richland Center at Cross Cup Park. Come out and join us. We're here till 2 o'clock. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. brought up a vote on the right to contraception. And, of course, all the Republicans voted against it. Which were the Republicans that voted for it? Oh, it was Lisa Murkowski. Yes. It was Lisa Murkowski.
And Susan Collins. Yeah.
On the tip of my tongue.
Yep.
Yeah.
So they voted for it. All the other Republicans voted against the right to contraception bill. And yet they still maintain contraception is fine. We're not, you know, yes, we overturned Dobbs. And now abortion is illegal in many, many states. But we're never going to go after contraception. Yes, they are going to. They are contraception.
Yeah.
Aren't they?
I know. I find this fascinating. Like, it kind of gave me like a throwback to 2016 when Trump was elected. And I remember just sobbing as I was brushing my teeth to go on to work on labor and delivery. And just like, how am I going to look my patients in the eye